For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The coronavirus has done a remarkable job exposing some of our country's big social differences between urban and rural, rich and poor, white and black. All of these opposites can affect health outcomes. And there is, for sure, an unfairness to this disease. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
Well, I think, Otis, that some of these inequalities are really playing out in education. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were praising Shelby County School Superintendent Joris Ray for moving the district to online learning. This week, it's a different matter. He's been criticized for canceling sporting events. And for many of the black athletes here in the city, it's more than not just being able to play, right?
Yes, it is. Matter of fact, this is a very important issue in this community. These players, especially the really good ones, see this as their opportunity to showcase their talents to colleges, perhaps get a scholarship. And some of them have said that this is my way out of the living conditions that I'm in, the neighborhoods that are, some of them, crime ridden. But at the same time, we're still talking about overall public health. And Dr. Joris Ray, the superintendent, made the decision based on public health and really nothing else.
But let's say you're an athlete in Shelby County Schools District. You are seeing your suburban and private school counterparts getting to play sports. And this sort of underscores the income disparity that we're facing in our community.
Absolutely, it does. It is a microcosm of the unfairness that we have seen throughout this pandemic. They're looking over there and they're seeing Briarcrest and ECS and Christian Brothers knocking heads all over the football field and showcasing their talents when these players don't get the opportunity. They're already at a disadvantage economically in a lot of ways anyway. I mean, I really do understand that, Chris. But this is the fault of political leaders who made the wrong decisions and did not take this coronavirus seriously early enough and put us in the position that we are in. And so now you have a superintendent who is trying to do his best to keep people safe.
Well, you know, the interesting part about it is since schools are all virtual right now, the athletes aren't even mixing with the general population. They've been practicing in bubbles, and until now, they thought they were going to be playing. But it does raise the question of athletic bubbles. Are they even safe? And, you know, all Superintendent Joris Ray would have to say is look at the University of Memphis. And this week, its football team had an outbreak. 46 active cases. And we can imagine that this team is itself practicing in its own little bubble. It's playing by the COVID-19 rulebook. And Otis, I think it raises this question. If colleges can't create bubbles, can any high school?
And the answer to that is no, they can't. Even in the suburban schools, you're going to see some cases flare up. We already have. In Collierville, they had to cancel two home games because two players tested positive. The high school players who have been practicing and working out, but then they went home and they did other things. Let's put a little bit of the onus on some of these young people too, Chris. I've seen a lot of young people throughout the course of this pandemic not taking this virus seriously.
Well, let me ask you a controversial question. We
okay.
I'm sure you can handle it. We learned this week that while many children do catch the virus, very few of them die from it. But of those who have died, the vast majority were Hispanic and Black. The virus disproportionately affects minority communities. So are people who run affluent, mostly white schools correct when they say that this virus isn't really a big deal for us? And sorry, Memphis, if you have to cancel schools and sports, we can still continue to go on with our games and keep our schools open.
Obviously, I think that they are looking out for themselves, which, you know, I guess I cannot blame them for that. They have to do what they need to do to run their school systems. But the bigger problem here is that to a large extent, this is the reason that we should have been taking this seriously from the beginning.
Well, I wonder if the fairest thing would be to cancel sports for the entire state.
Well, that would be a difficult thing to do because of the politics involved here. It would create tremendous pushback from rural school districts. You know, I would imagine people in Gibson County and Weakley County and O'Brien County, they would not support this at all. This is a product of the inherent unfairness when it comes to race and class and income, socioeconomic issues. This is a manifestation of that, Chris.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about local politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.